Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Man, we are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that would separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know, and we want you to know that this Be True Word Outreach Ministry with Minister Amos Joseph Collins, and along with me today is Bishop James Mustafa from Chicago, Illinois. Not only that, but we want you to know that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving. When others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions, then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same. And that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust by now He is moving in you. I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to know Him, our God, in a way we never knew Him before. Wherein we come to understand Him in a way we never understood Him before. For if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, then we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we will find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we began to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folks have is a fearful one. That is because we see Him as a powerful God. And if we're not acquainted with His character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to His will or releasing ourselves into His purpose.
Last week we talked about faith. Think about it. medical facilities, you would think that it is like a school that's correctly fed. This is a church and it says that on it. You think that it's something that's correcting something. It's not salvation. You got knowing salvation, knowing God, knowing the Holy Spirit, knowing the energy, knowing all of these things. And we don't know what, because we're not doing it correct. It's like practicing law, practicing medicine, whatever. And you're not doing it correct. You're just doing it by practice. It's not correct. And so when you are incarcerating someone, and our country has a habit of doing that, especially to the people of color, and not being able to do it correctly, causing a problem with nature. Because whether the ministers, pastors, laymen, clergy, or whatever know this, our job is to try and get people to understand what it is to serve energy or spirit. Because the scripture says that God whispers to man and telling, I'm spirit. And those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Now that is correct. So we are talking about correction of facility. Whether it is the shrine that we call church, or whether it is a prison for the whole inmate. They both have the same kind of thing. And they had that warden don't know that. He's the same as a pastor with other people helping him out. That's what he's doing. And because you're dealing with God's people, not your people. These are God's people. And so we got to the place that we think that that's the sound. He's not that. He did wrong, so I'm putting him in here. I'm good. And the scripture says, judge ye not except you have been judged. And I don't think that you've been judged. I think that you're there because somebody hired you and put you in position and told you to maintain this thing. And I think that's what happened. So, correction for scripture. Then we said, where? If you want to be saved and think about going to a spiritual heaven, then you have to be correct. Then Paul said, in all thy getting, get an understanding. There has not been one man since Genesis 6 and 6 and 7 that has done this thing correctly. There has not been one man. In Genesis 6, verse 6 and 7, God has said it hurt him. I'm going to use this as a paraphrase. It got against his will that he had created and made man. Couldn't understand it. All of what he wanted to give man ignored what God was trying to say and do. That was not correct. It was not correct. So I decided, with the Spirit coming to me, through me, to start an organization that they call Have God Will Travel Seminar. And that's what I do. Teaching man what he should know. You know, this ain't tough time right now with all this COVID and stuff going on. People dying by the hundreds of thousands or millions. And we out there playing a game. This ain't no time to play games, praise the Lord. There ain't no time to play games. I didn't say, somebody's got to teach you. Let's get it straight. Let's get it correct. Let's get it perfect. Let's do it God's way. You know that? Because you're not even mentioning God. It says in all thy ways acknowledge God, and you will direct your path. And we're not even mentioning it from the president down to the last person that's in the United States. No. I think it's not correct. It's not mention God. You mention vaccine more than God. You mention vaccine 50 times before you will say, God, let's go to God. Let's fall on our knees. Let's ask God forgiveness. You don't even think about that. So it's not correct. So that's why I want to talk about it. Correctional. You are locked. My son up, your son up, anybody. by the Son up and put him in there, 23 and 1. Is that correct? And then expect him to come out of that place smelling like a rose. That's not correct. And so the problem here is that nature is saying, get it right, get it correct, or I'm going to keep dealing with you until you do. I don't care who you are. I don't care who I'm talking to. And this is why that's what's happening. This is what's happening. It's nature. You can't stop nature from doing what God has told it to do. You keep talking. You can't get around it. You're going to die. You're going to expire because your time has came. Then you are ignoring the Spirit of God. God just doesn't have time to go. When we change the worship day from the seventh day to the day you want it, the first day of the week, that's not correct. That's not correct. In all of our ways, acknowledge God. I said, I know you out there. You're doing it. It's all going on to serve. You know it. Spirit is telling me. You tell them that they do it. They disrespect it. Spirit, creator, God. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, not to think about it and say, I know that's the right day to do it. Was yes, I tell the Sabbath day was the seventh day. I was on Saturday, but I didn't think we'd do it better. It looked better to do it on Sunday. And you don't understand what you said. You said that looked it all together and said Sunday, made it one thing here. But it's S-U-N-D-A-Y-I, Sunday. A pagan holiday in the old country. And so in the Babylonian time, you say, yeah, that's a pagan stone from that. You made it. It was all right for them. It says, no, it's not. It's not correct. And if you're listening to me, all you have to do is go to the Bible and the concordance that's in the Bible or the Bible dictionary and say, why do you think that billions of people have been reading for so long and all of a sudden you get a we can't read. We can't believe that God can do it. The energy of God can do it. We can't believe now because COVID has came. I don't care what has came, ladies and gentlemen. It has not came. Capital G-O-D, if you want to call it, Jehovah, Yahweh, of your culture. Whatever you want to call it. Allah, you will. Is the great. You cannot get around it. Correct facility. Let's talk about correct facility. Man should always praise the Lord and not faint. Let's just tell me, I can just see him now preaching, just jumping up and down, trying to make it so melodious and trying to say things like that. He ain't thinking about correctness. He's not thinking about the glory of God. He's not thinking about the power and the glory. Amen. He's not thinking about that. When you pray, say, our Father, he's not thinking about that. I guarantee you that. You go someplace and they say, pray for me. And they don't start with our Father. They start with whatever they want to say. You know it's been so long. A habit until they're doing that. Then y'all hear me every Sunday. I'm talking truth. I'm talking truth. All you got to do is to look at that Bible in the sixth chapter of St. Matthew and the ninth verse that Jesus is telling his disciples. When you pray, you say, praise the Lord. Our Father. This ain't Bishop. This is the Spirit of God talking to you, telling you, why this is so hard for you to be correct? Why? You know what I'm saying? People say, I don't understand you, bitch. Everybody, I don't care that everybody is doing it that way. But the Spirit had came to me and said, do it correct. And I saw that correctness. I said, I'm going back to Genesis and find out where I misunderstood and did it wrong. Be fruitful and multiply. I know everybody used it but us. Even though they used it in error, some of them, they used it, and they're going to be responsible for what, how, and where they used it. But they used it. You did not use it. And you know who I'm talking to. When you go into a state, you go into a city, you go into a town, and you can see who is there and who is running it and who is in charge of it and being beholden to what's going on. And when you can go in there and see that, you know, I don't have to tell you who it is. Let's drive in there. You see, you are not using correctly the Bible that was given to you to live by. The Lord is saying that you can't pray in school and you can't pray in public. And the Bible doesn't say that. This is the rule book here, ladies and gentlemen. It said man should pray always and not faint, in season and out. How are you going to make a law that says you can't do that? Can't do that. That's what it is. I go against God. And then you wonder why. Wonder why we're having so much problem there. Why are so many people dying? You are insolent. You have told God to sit back and shut up. I'm going to run this thing. I mean, you did. You didn't say it in those same words, but you did it in your action. And you said action speak louder than words. So you were not correct. And so now you are going to what you painted. You put that up there. All you have to do when you look at it, you got this book in your hand called Bible, a holy Bible, which means with many books. Bible means, in the Greek language, many books. So you're holding that many books in your hand, and you just doing it incorrect. You're locking God, man, and woman up because they did wrong. Not correcting them. You just lock them up because I'm going to penalize you. I'm going to be vindictive. I'm going to be the one that chastised you. That's what you said. That's incorrect. That's incorrect. Mr. President of the United States, that's incorrect. Governor of the state, that's incorrect. Mayor of the city, that's incorrect. In all thy ways acknowledge God. You just disrespect God when you disrespect the man that God created and made. Then you disrespect God. That's what we need when I say I'm going to talk about correction and correctional facilities. Not only names up there. Ask the brother was one of the institutions in Illinois that I went to visit my nephew. And I said, brother, where is the correctional facility? He said, oh, this is it here. I said, no, brother, that's not it. You just go back and we read because this is not it. That's the prison. Well, that's the same thing. I said, no, it's not. See? This guy, he's paying him. He don't even look into it to find out what it is that he's working for. He don't care as long as he gets the dollars. And I know they don't want to hear that, but that's what they got to hear. That's what's wrong. That's what that's been. So long in America, so long. We have listened at the lie so long until that lie sounds just like and looks just like the truth. It's not the truth. It's not correct. It is a lie. Can't you understand that? Praise the Lord. Wherever you are, you know, some people say, oh, well, Bishop, they ain't going to want to hear me. Because they like to hear things that make them feel good, that sound good. Huh? That's what they like to hear, but I ain't going to tell you that. These are my days, maybe according to Genesis 6 and 3, I could have 120 years, which means I got 32 more years to go. I don't know if I can make 32 more years. That's God's plan. But I'll tell you that if I live, that some people say, some years, that 9 years, some said that. For the days of man is restoring 10. So man has cut off 50-some years of what God has said it is. As you read the Bible, you look at it, what it says here, and what it says there, and what it says in Revelation, what it says in Genesis, as it's Alpha to Omega, and find out how it lies. You could turn, you could tell you. Then listen, look at 2 Timothy 2:15, where it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And you understand why I'm saying we've got to do it correctly. You cannot get anything done correctly if you don't do it by studying and find out where you did it wrong. So people don't even want to go back and find out where they did it wrong. They stepped up wrong. This God, that's his God. Is he the God or nothing? God. I said, I had to say that enough time for you to understand that. I don't even know if the men and women of God have vision into looking at the way things are in most states in the United States. But I look at it and say, where the leader has no vision, the people perish. They've done something incorrect. So we need more truthfully righteous correction facility. That's what this is. That's what the people call church. It's a dot. You wouldn't say $1 million or $5 million or $10 million on an edifice that you call church when Jesus was not talking about that, but the individuals and how their ideologies are about sacredness, about deity. I will build my church. And the gates of hell, which means the courts. Gate is another name for courts. And the courts of hell shall not prevail against it. So you got to say, oh, I got my degree. I got my degree. I got degree. I got a, but the master's degree that I have is, and I hold on to, is the BA degree, born again, BA. That is it. So okay, I have a doctor's degree in theology and divine science. I don't go around telling people that. I just keep talking. They say, oh, you will. You do what? No. I just want to be correct. That's all. That's why I was going to school. That's why I stayed in there, laid on in there, taking all that kind of stuff to be consecrated, to be all that kind of thing, in order to be correct. When I go someplace and I'm not listening to someone, I'm telling, and they say something, I say, oh, man. I remember what the brother said. I was saying I'm conscious like crazy so many times in the last 50 years since I've been in this ministry. And said one day he said, yeah, correct practice does make perfect. I said, man, I was almost knocked off my feet. And he was so right. I didn't get angry with him because he said that. I just love the brother said, we are 7 days apart and I ate. I took it. It's a little bit of something I can work with, isn't it? Faith, the grace of God is there because I try to do it correct. I try to do it correct. So if I could get some more time because I try to do it correct, I want to do it correct every time. I want to do it correct every time. I don't care what nobody else does. I want to try to do it correct every time because I feel I need a little more time to get our people out of this kind of thing. You know, because your skin is darker than the next man's skin don't mean you ought to be the bottom of the barrel or the bottom of the barrel. That don't mean that. It's that you don't do correct thinking. And many other men didn't do righteous thinking, but he did it correct. None but the righteous shall see God. But he did it correct. And that put a lot of efforts on what he's done in becoming a millionaire or a billionaire, whoever he is. The thing that he did was wrong was that he thought he hoarded it up. And the scripture says don't do that. Treasures upon the earth where moth and rust and things can get to it. That's what I read in that scripture. It's not correct when you do that. If you've got billions of dollars hoarded up all over and people are dying of starvation or whatever it is, if you got that, you're gonna really see a hard time when you get down to try to get into the gate. It is so hard, they say it's harder for you to try to get into heaven than it is for a camel to go to an eye of the needle. Now the eye of the needle is in Jerusalem. That's a chief gate in Jerusalem that the camel has a problem going through. It ain't talking about that eye of the needle that they stole. And some people still think that, praise the Lord, it's not that. You need to read and study. It's in there. You okay? That's just I said it. Go back and look at it. But it is. It's the gate that's in Jerusalem that's called the Eye of the Needle. And so, but what I'm trying to get you to understand is you have to do it correctly. This is why I'm sitting now at 88 years old. Is that it? I got some people that are going around with me to do seminars. We're going to do it everywhere in the cosmic parts of the United States. They say, well, somebody going to get at you. And God said, let them get at you because when they do, they'll give me a chance to work more. Already he has his eyes, the third point, the wind, mudslide, the fire. You already got a horse. So, would you want some more? To want? Then said, if you refuse to talk, I'll make the rocks cry. Mary, the rocks will start crying out next. I had to put you to know that it's not correct for you to overlook the Spirit God. Anybody, I don't care who you are. I go up against any man, woman, boy, girl, be sick or child, it don't make no difference with this, because God is a spirit. It is both kinetic and potential. Stored and in motion. That's what that is, like kinetic and potential. You know, I just try to keep going back and try to clear up my difficult. Okay, using all them words, nobody don't know what it means. Every time I say something, I think if you don't know, I come back and I tell you the definition. And I've been doing that since I got out of school. That's been quite a while. Got out of school. Out of college, university, and the travel. But I still be going around picking up little bits here and there. So, I want you to know that. You know, you said, I'm not going to say something that you don't know. I don't know that. Why are you talking like that? My pastor don't say that. He's old pastor don't know that. That's why he don't say that. Yeah, tell your pastor to give me a call. You didn't say, brother, in Ohio, I got my number. I got some relatives in Ohio. And we're going to be traveling in Ohio in recent months, coming up months. We're going to be coming into Ohio and some other states. And I'm bringing, God say so, a body of people that know the word of God. Not just heard it or read it, they know it. They have been learning what it is to utilize that word exactly, and correctly. Be thou perfect as I am perfect.
Sometimes you try to
not a prism that puts that on it. Don't buy them so people can see it. That's a lie. That's a lie. They got the system. They put that on there so that people will say, oh, well, this is a correction of the system. It don't correct nothing. Then you will bring somebody in and keep them locked down 23 hours and then let them out an hour to go and make a phone call or take a bath or whatever. It's the same way you did when you brought us over on the ship. I think B.B. King talks about that. With a lock on and a whip. It's the same thing. And you don't want to talk about that because that makes you look bad. You look bad anyway. You can't help but look bad until you do it correct. And you go back and start looking good by being correct, doing righteous. Then God will bless you. You can have all the billions of dollars and spread it out all over the land. We're doing that too. If you just believe it, we are. We have what is called MPPMC. And that is a Mustafa's Poor People Millionaire Club. All you have to do is just make that one deposit or two deposits a month, as you will, in the month, in the bank, and we let not touch your money at all. Your money stay there. We use the interest to help clean up some of these cities and towns, to help build another Black Wall Street, as it did in 1921 when they dropped the dynamite on us. We want to build that back, but we want you to help us. We don't say we're asking that. 250,000 people from each counterpart of the United States to sign up when they get the number out. And sometimes we send the flyers all over now for people to look at the flyers and see the number on there. Sure, I sometimes call out the number so that people can call me for the information, and we're going to put it together. If you do that, that's 4 times 250. It'll make that 1 million people. Let me say, it's not so hard for you to look at it and think about it. It's not hard anyway. When I tell you this, that we went to Washington, 1 million people strong, and I know you done heard me say that before, we went there, 1 million people strong, and the leaders that were taking us there didn't say to the people that was going, you need to leave $20 here, so when we get back, we'll have something to work with. If they had done that, it would have been $20 million they left at home. So I don't know how much they spent when they went there. They had $20 million when they got back. They didn't do that. Well, the leader had no vision. And I'm not saying that I'm the only one with vision. I'm just saying that the brother or sister that didn't think that time. Now, this is that wasn't one time. They went there 7 times. And each time, they repeated the first time. $2,100 million brought them no. Zero. Now, I'm saying that because it's the truth. Man, that's why we come back. Let's go back and do it again. God knows. Forgive me, Lord, and try me one more time. I need a boy saying that, too. I'll be yours if you be mine. You see? Say, forgive me, oh, Lord. I mean, that Southern faith tells you that. And so, when what they were saying, they probably didn't even know what they were saying. It was sounding so good. Forgive me, oh, Lord. Try me one more time. I said, they enjoyed that. But they didn't do that. And most of those people that were recording and doing that back in that time, correct me or incorrect, as they did it, they're long gone. They found their daughters are coming on. It seems like they can't make it because the fathers didn't teach them the correct way. It sounded good from 1947 until 2000. That the Southern Faith Singers were there. There's no museum. There's nothing credible that they did. They didn't put something there that's going to bring money and bring soldiers from all now on. They didn't do that. They did that. It was going good, and they were having a good time. The Salem Travelers. What are we going to do about our children going astray? It's all part of that correctional type thing that I'm talking about. Then the Salem Travelers were really a group that was going good. Young people out of the Salem Baptist Church on the south side of Chicago back in the day. But do they have anything that said that the Salem Travelers were here? The soul stirred. The money soul stirred that Sam Cooke was staying with. You know? Oh, man. What happened? The Swan Silvertone. Paul Jeter, Pastor Bishop Paul Jeter. Praise the Lord. But what happened to the Swan Silver Tone? You see, we have got to do it correctly. It should not go away, ladies and gentlemen. You've been preaching for 50 years, 60 years, 100 years. And you can show that. You can show the places that you have in the early part of your ministry. You didn't have business since the body. You lost the locks around it. The only thing you got is the edifice that you can come in and worship in. If you don't have a parking facility, I know that's in Chicago. I know that's in Chicago. They built a United Center there. That took up everything. And gave you what was left over, which was nothing but a hard place for your pastor to park. You got to go back and beg a church council, Sunday. Is it all right in public? I didn't tell the truth. I know I didn't. I wouldn't lie on it. You got to go and beg him for that. Praise the Lord. And so this is the truth. I know it's a, when I look at such and such a thing and talk about John, I can't talk about John. I don't know nothing about John. But I do know about you. That John. That Mark. That Luke. That Matthew. Those I know about. I don't know about the old four of them. Gospel people no more than what I learned when I went to theological seminary. They taught me about how they brought things and how they was the history of. And then they may not have even been people. They may have been just thoughts. I hope you're listening at me. You can go back and get your Bibles. And some people want to that. I wish the brother Colin, give you my number so you can call it and cuss me out or fuck me out. Whatever you want to do is spend that. But first, look at the Bible, and look at the dictionary, and look at the synonym finder, and look at the encyclopedia before you do that. Because I got that to back me up. Oh, yes. The Word of God has been around that long time. It is 1,400 years before Jesus was born. 1,400 years before Jesus was born. I'm trying to get it correct for you. Like that. All you got to do is look at it. Go back and look at it. 1,400 years. It wasn't even printed. It was written. Some Arithmetic old walls of things that they had to tie and desituate to find out what it was. The spirit had to keep up there. Until, like I say, Jesus was born. Now it wasn't Christ. Christ wasn't born. Christ is an anointing. Christ is a word that describes an anointing. You made Christ be a priest, a preacher. Come on. All you got to do is look at it. I know what I'm talking about. Christ. Can you understand Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus? It simply means anointed. That's like they call us reverend. We're not reverend. Reverend is what we do. Spirit. Come on. Correct. But you've been doing it so long, and you say, well, I really? You're going to make everybody think we're crazy. I'm not going to make everybody think nothing. If you keep talking like that, you're going to go crazy. You would, the thing is to try to do it right. That's all. They told you when I said they, that is the staff was the official staff of the United States told you that you could not chastise your own children when the Bible says that you need to chastise them. You need to teach them how to grow up. Train up a child in the way it would go, and when it is old, it was not depart. Then the Bible told you that. But you said, okay, I forget what the Bible said, and go with what this man is saying. He told you that. And so you stopped chastising your child. 25, 30 years ago, whatever that was when he said that. And you stopped praying in school. And you see what happened. The school's being shot up and stuff like that, and people's being shot up and that. They told you you could pray in public. And look at how the things are happening. Everything they told you that the Bible didn't say is causing you problems. And it also causes you the COVID. And you want to try to use a vaccine to make God completely leave the sin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And all praises to Allah. So I'm trying to tell you something here, and you don't want to listen. You don't want to say nothing. But if not, it don't make no difference. If you can hear it, like my grandmother used to say, and you see people like that, and you're talking to them, and they don't turn their head one way or the other, and they get, they hear you. They may not say nothing, but they hear you. And that's bad. But you hear it. Don't listen and hear. Back your ear. Put earplugs on. Because if you hate it and don't do it, you're going to be ripped with a lot of stripes. And that's what's happening today. That's what's happening today. I wonder why all those people are dying and those people are not. Because some listen, some don't listen. Some get arrested, and some don't care. Some don't give no respect. As I was saying, years ago, the grandmother and grandfather that was raising the children, they didn't even have to take the whip and put the whip on them. They didn't know. They had to look at them and say, wait, and they would do the right thing. Today, there ain't no respect for no grandmother, grandfather, uncle, auntie. Ain't no respect for mothers and fathers. Huh? And that is not correct. So the school that got school up on it and got academy up on it or whatever they done tell you, they got charter school up on it, it's not a correct institution. That's another way of making some money. And they're not trying to teach their children. That's the church, because the law restricts them. The law holds them from doing that. Not God, the law. Man's law holds them from doing that. Can again they say to me, you stop or they're going to stop you after that. I wish they would. That means after God told you to tell them to come on, bring it on. It's almost like my mother used to say, I used to hear my mother say, if you are going to come after my equity, don't need your equity at all. See, but I ain't going to do nothing. I'm not saying that. I said, God has told me. Psalm 105:15. He said that. Go and read that. Go and read that. But you know they were trying to do that. They were going to send some men in black or send somebody after me. You're already having enough problems right now. Does not bother the man of God or the mind of God. Keep doing what you're doing. And then try to change away from that and go and do it correct. But you keep messing around. And you'll see towns like in Illinois, they got Matt Timbers that ain't no more. A whole town. And somebody looked around and said, man, I can't believe it. Ain't nothing there. Plainfield, Illinois. Nothing there. Ain't nothing there. No houses. Just a place where they used to have a foundation. That's all. Who can do that? You can't do that. You can do trucks and dynamite and jackhammers and everything. And in a few minutes that happens. Who can start a fire like I said in California and other places like that that they're afraid of right now that burn up all the land and burn up all the houses and some people. Who can do that? Except the Spirit of God. You better start listening to what I'm saying. Get mad. You want to say something, you want to just don't even try. Don't bring that upon yourself. Don't, because that's what you're going to do. If you start trying to make me look bad by telling you the truth, you need to turn around. You need to go back and get it right. You need to clean up around your own door before you try to sleep around somebody else. Brother said, I believe it's the, one of those gospel groups that said, got to clean up where you messed up. You got to clean up what you messed up. And Sunday, we have messed up from the pulpit to the outside outhouse that they still have those outhouses. But you got to clean up where you messed up. In my day, coming up to that outhouse, the back of the house, didn't have no kind of toilet in the house. It was on the outside. Then moved from the way back to the outside to the porch. And then finally into the house. So they still didn't get it correct. Man, 2,500 years ago, they had water toilets in Egypt. 2,500 years ago. So Danish, wait, I just started telling you about how the Bible grew into fruition, is that in the 1500s, that means from AD 1 to 1500 before they got a printing press. So 1500 on to 1400, that's 2,900, you see? 2,900 years, 2,900 years before we really got it halfway correct. It's not correct because the Bible in 1911 went through a intercontestinal period where they start the Burning Bibles, Duvalier, Wycliffe and Thorndike and all those guys had Bibles, and ought to cancel out those Bibles and bring you the KJV, which was put together by some men of England and brought it back and gave you that version. They never gave you the exact. They never gave you the exact. They gave you a version. That's what it says. The same thing. Version. Not version. Version. And some people got it as a version. This is a version, Father. No. It's a version. It's an opinion. You see. That came on. That I mean it's right. They had so many people done it that I believe it's right. That version. There's another guy that have a version. I tell you, Wycliffe. Webster. The dictionary, you will see that they have, and I'm missing some people there that they're matching Bible. I believe it said that. Because these are the names of Bibles that we have, and then you would try to have some of the same stuff in there. And the KGB, they just got the mention of Enoch, but they don't have the story of Enoch in it. And the Maccabees, and all these Jubilees, all these kind of things. They don't have them in there. You will have to go to get you a Catholic Bible, so you got to go and get that in order to try to get some information about these men. Amen. You guys who have talked about Edgar Cayce, Nostradamus. So let's get it correct. We got to do a lot of study, a lot of staying on top of things. That I'm trying to tell you, if you're looking at me and you know that, you got to go to work for who? You don't have your own job. All they have to do is say, look, although we got that, we got what you do. Now you're out of a job, you're out on the street. Huh? Yeah. And you pastoring a church got 500 members in it, and you ain't got no place for them to go to get nothing to eat at. If the man wanted to wipe you out, all he had to do was put it in the food. Put something, a little bit in the food, like he's doing the vaccine. Put a little bit in the food. Not enough to kill you, just enough to make you sick enough. They keep watching the doctor going back, making their money. As he does the food, you see. Some food you will not be eating, so they will eat it. They want whole food. They pay a little bit more for it, but they're going to get the stuff that it doesn't have all of this stuff there. That they put in there to try to save it, but preserving it, shop like this, give it to embalm the food so that it lasts longer. You don't hear me. But your pastor's not telling you. You're jumping up on one foot and talking about what Matthew said, what John said, what Luke said, what Ezekiel said, what Hosea said. All of this, yeah, it's in that book. But you understand what they said. You have a statement about what did they really say. Hosea said for this stuff, Lord, because of not having the knowledge. Not that they don't have the knowledge in verse 7, but that they rejected the knowledge. Mm-hmm. You see? Some of us just read what they're going to tell you. Look at what does John 3:16 say? You're going to tell me exactly what John 3:16 says. And if that's going to be correct, yes, it's going to be correct because you already understand it to say that. But what does the 17 say? Huh? For God sent not in his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See? But he that believeth is saved already. He that believeth not is not his damn. You're going to just read all of that in order to know what I'm saying is correct. If you understand, that's what correction facilities are for. Just talked to one of my nephews earlier today. Called me for facility. And he's wondering, oh, well, no, mama did my time, man, but they're holding me down, talking about they'll trash stuff and they're going to do this. Right? They're slavery. And I said, son, ain't nobody saying nothing but your uncle. Ain't nobody saying nothing. They're afraid of these people. We put them in office and they're over us. They don't look at our proposal. If you send in a proposal, they don't look at it. They got their own way of dealing with you. They put up a photo camera, red light camera. And they say, after a year, two, three, whatever it is, that it's unconstitutional. Okay, they don't do that no more. We stop that. But they didn't make The ticket's $100, they're gonna charge you $85. Come on. That is nothing but the devil. That is not correct. That is why they're having the kind of thing they're having, brother. And I hope they don't like it. I hope they get so mad as hell. Don't get mad as hell, because you get mad as hell, you messed up. So get mad in heaven and start doing it right. Become correct. I need to do that, because I'm going to tell you, two times I talk when I see you doing something good and when you're not doing something good. And if the government is not doing it good and doing it right, I'm going to say that. I'm not hard to hire. Well, you know, they can't stop them out. Then I ain't going to say it at all if I can't say it right. You need to get right. And I'm talking like just from the top to the bottom. I'm not, this don't just go out to the devil. It goes out to the Christian or the righteous person. All of it. None but the righteous shall see God. See? Now, yes, if you don't have it right, it just ain't right. And so we got to get it correct. You got to get it right. Ain't everybody going to talk to you and tell you that. There is a way. Listen, if you want it to be a neighborhood, it says a million people in one city that's living below the poverty level, poor is Joe's turkey. All they have to do is try to get together with that 1 million people and say, we are going to save $10 a month or $20 a month. Each time I say 10, and it's a million people, it's going to be 10 times that. It'll be 10 times that. And some people, when they start to see how that turnover is being, they're going to say, no, 10 ain't enough. Let's say $50. I said, hey, what Caucasian brother who was part of our organization said, Bishop, you're all right, but you got it too low. No, I just do what the Spirit told me, brother. And I said, he told me to start it where they can handle it. They may have 10 or 20. They may not have 50. Or they may have 50, but they got something else to do with. So that if you could get that going right there, did you know that's what I'm saying? What I'm saying, if you do a $20 a month, you got a million. You got $20 million a month in that one city. It ain't gonna be long before you can have new streets, new forests, new parks, new schools, new people working in there, the right people working in there. Right, and you could pay them the right price of a salary, huh? You don't have to worry about where I'm going to find me a job. Wonder if anybody going to hire me. You can become independent. You cannot become independent being incorrect. You can't be. Incorrect is going to cause you to be in that facility that they call it correction. Like my nephew is, as he said, he's already done dirty time, and you still got to do some time. You say, well, they're looking at this and they're looking at that. They'll keep you there as long as they can because they make money off of you and your children. You send your child $100 a month or $50 a month. Listen, you ain't thought about it. If I could have a place I could send $10 of that or $20 of that to a group of people that could help them out. You are dependent upon TV. And I say to you again, if you're going to be correct about your child and your life and your livelihood, do not get no PD. If they get to the court and say, you need to have a PD, they tell them, you use it. You tell that judge, you use it. Because 9 times out of 10, that judge is a KKK. And I said that, and I hope they understand that I said that. I know that I've talked to for a while. I've been out here for a while as a sociologist. I've been out here since the 70s as a sociologist. And I tell you, I'm saying they're going to say that. He wouldn't say that because he came out of an opportunity that they call that. I'm part of a system they call the Mason. It's the same thing with the KKK. They couldn't put the KKK, so they put it Masonry. He joined the Masonry. And he defined that may no longer be correct. No longer be correct. You want to say brothers and sisters together on the side. You can't say that. Because if you say that, he lied. He know he don't love you. You don't love you. Got you don't love yourself. Black on black crime. We got you where you don't love yourself. You know how he lied. Turn on the TV. You'll see it. And I'm talking so you can help me reach out. Turn it on. Your child don't have to do that. He don't have to kill each other. You tell me. He ain't over there trying to kill nobody in the white community. He's trying to kill somebody in the black community. If that bullet happened and hit somebody in the white community, he's going down. He's down for the count. Over on our side, it's a thin zipper. They can put the knee on the neck on our side. You don't see us putting the knee on the neck on the white side. Come on, y'all, listen better. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. I'm telling the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I think that's correct, y'all. Not set, but make you free. The truth will make you free. When you go back and read that, it's for thousands of years, they would have said, oh, well, the truth will set you free. They don't set you free. Paul was in jail when he was making these statements. He was bound. Even though I'm bound, yet I'm free. So you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. Your pastor didn't tell you. Listen, well, this is what he said. Your pastor don't have a job. You know what I'm saying? The job that he has, it's supposed to be a thing that you did that God will take care of. Yeah, you know, he'll take care of me. I don't charge you nothing for preaching the gospel to you. I travel all over. Oh, I said, help me get there. I ain't no charge for what I got to say. You just help me get there because I don't have the money to get there. And whatever you want to raise and own that afternoon or morning, whatever it is, it's yours. Huh? You know what? God got me. Don't worry about it. You wonder how much I'm going to pay. No, it's not that. If I let you pay me, then you take away the value of what I'm doing. But the preacher don't care about the value. He wants the money. Praise the Lord. I know it makes you mad with what's up happening, but that's the truth. The Spirit of God is free. So how you going to go out there testing? Because you saw that other man do it in 1793 when they allowed you to come over and become your own church pastor. And you saw how they was doing it, and you kept seeing and said, I'm going to tell you today. The Constitution says, I'm just trying to say something that's correct. When you talk about correct. The Constitution, the white man's Constitution said that Satan said. And then you found out later when, you know, you're going to have to let them in because they've done most of the work there. And they're going to be protesting. They tried to amend us into the Constitution. Didn't work. Because they start calling us names like 3/5 human. Sudra. Abraham Lincoln said that we had no rights that anybody is bound to respect. Abraham Lincoln, the man you said freed the slaves. He signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. We were not free in 1963. 100 years later, praise the Lord, okay, I'll tell you, I'm not telling no lie. Go out and look at it. Y'all ain't going to do it because y'all too lazy to look at it. See what that's like. You want to live, but it's right in your door, the Lord, to tell the truth. If you tell the truth, I let you go preach. And you'll tell a lie right there. You'll tell a lie right there. They talk about analyzing supply, but you would tell a lie right there. And those who are, I just got to say, analyzing supply. Those of you who talk about the tithes and high taxes, best read Malachi. First chapter, second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter, fifth chapter. Don't just read it, preacher. Read Malachi, preacher. Yeah, I think kind. Read it like I told you. In the second chapter of Malachi, between verse 1 and verse 5, the Lord has said, I will curse your blessing. In fact, I've already cursed it. Now, I didn't say that. It's in the book. It's in the book. Go back and look at the book. It's in the book.
Father, who was that? They don't even talk about that. God was both mother and father at that time.
You know, I said, I don't have have to do this now. You have to do it because you don't have no job. You have God and you have a good spirit. You want to treat everybody like you have no job. You have no factory. You have no commercial store. You have no farm. You have no millinery. You have no shoe shop. You have no pattern. Praise the Lord. I know what I'm talking about. You don't have that. You have no puro ice cream factory. You have no donut shop. You have no coffee shop. You know what I'm saying? On the large level. I ain't talking about those handful of places that you got that built out. I remember in Chicago, we had four major banks when I moved in here. Four major Negro banks in 1955, 66 years ago. Do we have them now? No. No, we do not. We had Carlisle. Brand new lots. They went out of business and didn't come back. If it's a franchise lot now, you can see a light-skinned person got it. He's so light, if he's white, he's a white, or he's a black man, baby, that's white, by a white lady. He is not a Negro. That's bad. So I'm talking all over the world. I'm talking whether it's in Ohio, or is in Michigan, or is in Connecticut, or is in New York, or is in Massachusetts, or wherever it is, I'm talking. And we're the same. All you got to do is listen. All you got to do is hear what I'm saying. Put your small monies together until you have got a form of people that makes up $1 million and then be set for the rest of your life. Because they keep doing that same little thing, that same little $20 all of their life. Unless they want to do two more. And that is collateral for where you want to go. That's all. Am I going to look for a job? No. Am I worried about a job? No. I'm none of that stuff. I got my own hospital. I got my own clinic. I got my own whatnot shop. I got my own car dealership. I got my own whatever I need. I'm independently set. Now, they ain't going to want you to do that because they've been making money off of you all of your life. Which is not correct. They ought to give back something. They have not given you appropriation for that 48 because they knew. They said that their people stole it, the government, many years ago. They can't even pay the interest on it. So that's why they don't say nothing about it. They hope somebody like me don't talk about it. They bombed out Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Eatonville, Florida. 100 years ago this year, in 1921, in 2021, it makes it 100 years. Did they pay it back? Did they talk about it? Did they do anything about it? No. Those people did not do it. It's a cold case. Those people, ancestors, went to their grave having done that kind of thing, which was not correct, but then there's a correct coming. Because when they get to the astral plane, where your body goes after you die, they don't just go in the grave. Your spiritual body goes to the astral plane. Your corporal body goes in that dirt. And your spirit body is what's going to have to pay for what you did. You didn't get away. You got by while you were still in the world. You hang people. You shot people down. You did all of these things. I'm talking to the ones that got ancestors that did these things. You got to go back and say, I'm sorry. I'm just going to tell you, I got to plead for my grandmother's grandmother who was been part of that thing, or my grandfather's grandfather who was part of that. You got to go back and you got to say, Lord, I'm praying for them. Because you are part of them. You came through them. There's so many things that you don't know that make things correct. That's what I'm talking about, correction. Correction, it's what I said. You don't, I say, write it down or put a tape recorder down because I'm breaking it every week. God knows I'm there. And if you don't get it, that's your fault. You're going to fall short. You're going to come and on my deathbed and say, can you get it back? Can you get it back? I need him to tell me about this. I need the thing to happen yourself. And if I could get him to say this, maybe I can get to where he said, no, it'd be too late. So that's what So you have to do it now. You have to write it down. You have to work with that. You ain't going to get nobody else going to tell you the truth like this. They won't do it. They won't do it. They will not be correct. They don't want to. That was all right when I was in that state. But when I'm being born again, I ain't in that state. That don't do nothing to me. That don't do nothing. I might as well hear one of those real songs out there. You'll say the world ain't getting no better if we just let it be. We got to change it. You and me, I can hear that Teddy Pendergrass and his group singing that and saying something that is correct. It ain't going to get no better if we just let it be. We have got to change it, you and me. But you don't want to do that. Because you feel, I can't trust it yet. He ain't going to do nothing. He's going to do just what those people have told him to do, or the script writer telling him to do. He can't do no more than that. He is mortal man just like you and me. The governor is this mortal man. Got a lot of money. And like I said, he's in danger of hellfire because the Bible says it's hard for him to get into the kingdom of heaven. And kingdom, my lady friends and Mayor Fred, means government. Kingdom, Matthew 6:10. Thou kingdom come. Thou kingdom come. Thou will be done. On earth as it is. In heaven. A peaceful state of mind and conscience.
Call the mystery out of it. I said, who wants just the mystery, baby?
You stop watching these movies and say, this was an older guy that talked over. We got some very good friend of mine. Talked about, I took the mystery out. Praise the Lord. Oh, I don't know. Hey, to me, I just like to tell you something that makes you understand that the people that own this show, this Blog Radio, that's nothing but you can tape it and use it yourself. You use it because it would be good for anybody. It is good for anybody. It's truth. It is the best medicine that you can have. It's truth. It's not a lie. And the truth will make you free. And then I hear God saying, according to the scripture, that I am spirit, and those that worship and serve me must do so in spirit and in truth. It's true. It's true. People have used it. They're getting caught up in a predicament, and they got nothing else and nowhere to turn, and they turn with God to everything that they know, and they block out everything else, and they call on the spirit God, and guess what? The problem is done. The business is open. The fields are gone. The health problem is gone. They're living good. They're living too hard because it's true. And you mess around and you a liar and you trying to get out of there. You're going to hurry up and make yourself expire out of this world. Because the spirit God don't like no liar. And so you've been carrying on that for a long time. As a liar, you're doomed to hell fight. You know, and hellfire is burning there in California and Colorado and all those places out there, and they can't put it out. It must be something that God is doing, because they can't put it out. You talked about that many years ago. It's going to be a fire that you can't put out. They can't put it out. See, if they could put it out, don't you know they would put it out? They wouldn't be losing all those fire homes and people dying, burn up and stuff like that. They won't be good at it, so they can't put it out. That's what I'm saying. But you can put it out. Coming together, we become one, and you say to God, I want you to heal our land. And God will do whatever two or three come together, touching and agreeing upon one accord. He said, I'll be a God. The truth in the midst, the spirit in the midst. Praise the Lord. Somebody. I want to give y'all a chance to say something if you want to say something. But you got to do it correct. It's got to be correct. There is no if, and, or but about it. There is no if. Praise the Lord. Now, I could talk for another hour. But if you're not going to do it, you know, I'd just be wasting my breath. Three times a week I try to go on a Periscope or Facebook and try to talk to people. And they see me. And they say, oh, hey, you're still talking out there until your all breath is gone. Praise the Lord. That's it. All right. So if y'all want to say something, well, that's it. If I got 4 or 5 more minutes up there, I'm going to close it out. And so many so quiet. I said I heard one man say when he was trying to find a date or something way back. This is not Pompeii. This is not Solomon the Mall. This is not Latin. This is not that. So don't call thinking I'm gonna give you direction to anything like that. But I don't tell you anything you need to know about the Holy Bible, how it is holy. It's only holy as you are. Otherwise, it's just a book that people can read. You can chip it. You can embrace it. Do anything you want with it. But unless you do what it says, it ain't going to be. It's like black drawing. You can look at it and talk about how you remember it was written back then, but if you don't use it, it ain't gonna work out.
believe that the Lord put Bishop stepping by for a few moments. And we would like to say unto you that you pray for me, I pray for you, and you and I together will watch God change things. For prayer changes things. All right, we'd like to remind you that on Monday night we have Reverend Jesse Stewart and Tammy Stewart at 8 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock we have Minister Lil Killen, and on Wednesday we have Willie J. Van at 8 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock we have Minister Jason Flix, Felix, and Thursday night we have Bishop George Flint. Saturdays we have Mama Flint, I believe that's at 6 o'clock. And right back here on Sunday, I have yours truly, Minister Amos Joseph Collins. So we invite you to catch the word, for the word is falling.